leaders, allegedly by Israel, Israelis are on edge, waiting for an expected retaliation. Both Hamas and Hezbollah have the potential to strike most of Israel with long-range missiles and cause widespread damage, but they also do not want an all-out war with Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The northern city of Haifa is only 32 kilometers from the border with Lebanon and has a port and chemical factories that could be targets of a Hezbollah attack. Since October 7th, when Hamas launched a terror attack on southern Israel, triggering the war in Gaza, the Haifa Emergency Command Center has been underground as Hezbollah and Israel have traded fire across the Israeli border with Lebanon. City officials say Haifa is prepared for an attack. Leonid Resnick is the head of emergency preparedness in the Haifa municipality.
All our bomb shelters are opening automatically in case of the alarm or if I will decide to open it. For example, now I'm opening it from the phone. You can see the light is starting. That means that the bomb shelter is open.
That's VOA's Linda Gradstein reporting. The Gaza ceasefire talks mediated by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war are scheduled to resume Thursday in Cairo. But reports say following the death of Ismail Haniyeh, there have been reports Hamas will not participate. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel was asked about that possibility during a briefing Tuesday.
We've seen the reports of what they have said as it relates to their participation. Our partners in Qatar have assured us that they will work to have Hamas represented. It is far time for Hamas to release the remaining hostages, including the American citizens. But broadly, we fully expect these talks to move forward as they should.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday defended his country's shock incursion into Russia's northeastern Kursk region. During his nightly address Wednesday, he described the incursion as a national security issue, saying Russian forces had launched numerous strikes from Kursk on Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, which borders Kursk. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control 1,000 square kilometers of the Russian region. During a visit to Kyiv Monday, U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenfeld praised Ukraine's incursion into Russia during a meeting with Zelensky. Graham called the incursion bold and brilliant.
I'm so proud of you, your people, your military, your leadership, your country. You're under siege unlike anything I've seen in my lifetime. They were predicting in Washington that Kyiv would fall in 4 days, the whole country fall in 3 weeks. Well, they were wrong.
The senators were visiting Zelensky in Kyiv as part of a U.S. bipartisan congressional delegation. The presidents of Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo met in Kinshasa Monday to discuss an ongoing ceasefire in Congo's east, where the government has been battling rebels, allegedly backed by Rwanda. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Angola's president, João Lourenço, was in Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday. He met with Congo's president, Félix Tshisekedi, to discuss an ongoing ceasefire in the country's east and efforts to maintain peace in the region. The ceasefire began on August 4th, following talks between Congo and Rwanda, mediated by Angola. Congolese Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba-Wagner said the two leaders had discussed strategies to strengthen the ceasefire and address ongoing security challenges. The ceasefire aimed to halt hostilities between Congolese government troops and the M23 rebel group, but sporadic clashes have continued. Congo, the United Nations, the United States, and other Western governments have accused Rwanda of backing M23.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. U.S. government figures released Tuesday show U.S. wholesale inflation cooled in July. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Wholesale price increases in the U.S. eased last month. That suggests inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.1% from June to July and 2.2% from a year ago. The producer price index can provide an early sign of where consumer inflation is heading. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
The hits, only the Voice of America.